his days were coming to an end. So he gathers his sons in order to reveal to them what the future holds, to guide them, to direct them, and to bless them, most importantly, to bless them. Even though for some of the sons, it seems like he basically, like Rashi says, rebuke shel kinturim. It was all a bracha. He's coming to give everyone a bracha. What's the mahus of bracha in all contexts? Says the Maharal, bracha. What's bracha? Bracha is always ribui shefa. Ribui shefa, the letters of bracha, beis, reish, chof, 220, or plurality, to increase, bracha means to increase. Like we know Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, that the first time you ever see a word in the Torah, and the Gra also writes, you learn from the context, from the Kishur Dvarim, the essence of that word. So the first time you see bracha is by the fish, by the dagim. Increase. Bracha means increase. Ribui shefa. Even when we say make a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Nefesh HaChai, Baruch Ata Hashem. What does that mean? What's the kavana pshuta? Says the Nefesh HaChaim that you're saying, Not just that your name should increase in the world. More people should recognize you. Yesh mei rabo, is gadal. But even means more, says the Nefesh HaChaim, based on a Zohar Kodesh, he says, that it means that your presence should be stronger in the world. That your midas tuvoi should be expressed more in the world. That's what the kavana pshuta. Baruch ata Hashem. So too with Yaakov Avinu, with the sons, with all the sons. He's giving them bracha, means to bring out their godless. That's the role of the father, to raise his children in all senses, to raise them up, megadol them. In ruchnius and gashmius, that's the role of the Rebbe, to give bracha, to bring out those koichos. Each one with the appropriate bracha for him. In order to be able to fulfill that role, in order to be able to be a father, in order to be able to be a Rebbe, you first and foremost have to have godless. You can't possibly bring somebody, mechanic somebody, to have more godless than you have. It's impossible. He could outdo you, he could, through his own koichos, outdo you, but in terms of your ability to bring him up, it's only to where you are. If you're a katan, there's no shaykh, not shaykh. You need to have godless. You need to first and foremost develop that godless. It says Ravolmo, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, l'aseis gedula l'yotze breshis. What Hashem wants from us, the way we thank Him, the way we praise Him, is we bring out our godless. We have to bring out our godless. That's the step one. And then, that's not enough. We have to be able to see the godless in the other, and cultivate that godless. Pull out that godless by recognizing that his godless, lav dafka, is your godless. Lav dafka, the places where you're strong is he's strong. A real litmus test of who's a good Rebbe can look, not just if he's a gadol, but if he's able to produce talmidim, that each one has his own unique koichos. They're not just following and copying the Rebbe, they all are carbon copies of the same picture and the same tuna. But he's able to pull out and bring out chanoch lanar al pi darkoi. Every Reb, every father has to see each child has his own unique koichos. Beivarech esam isha asher ki birachosoi. Each one with his bracha birachosam. Says the Orach HaChaim HaKadosh. Pirish was asher ki birachosoi. Haroi loy. Kefi bechinas nishmosoi. Kefi maisov. Ki yesh lucha ledas. Ki anafoshois kol achas v'achas yesh lo bechinas hamaylo. Yesh malasa bekuna, yesh malchus, yesh keser teira, yesh gvura, yesh oisher, yesh hatzlocha. Each one has their place, has their role in this tremendous symphony to play bring out that godless, bring out that role. And the role of the father, the role of the Rebbe, the role of Yaakov Avinu, is to help identify and help bring out and cultivate that godless. What is Beirach Oysam? There's a funny thing here. Ve'yavarech Oysam Ish Asher Kiv Yerchosoy, Beirach Oysam. It should say Beirach Oysoy. He gave each one his bracha. Says the Or Chaim. Amr Oysam, Oysam Loshen Rabim, Lioski Birchas Kol Echad Ve'echad Toil La'atzmoy, U'lekol Echad. For Klal Yisrael, for any kehila, any tzibur, my success is your success and your success is my success. Each one plays a very important role. Each one brings out their koichos and together we bring out Shekhinah. Together we bring out this divine symphony. One person brings out the chesed and the tzibur, the noisib, but all of the tzibur, one's the bal tefila, and one, each one brings out with hasmada, each one contributes and introduces to the tzibur something special and something unique. So when he's blessing all of them, the bracha goes to all of them, because each one, when they have their koichos identified and brought out, then we're all uplifted. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi says, "Beirach oisam, lo hayo loy loymar eli ish asher kivirchosoy beirach oisoy." You should say oisoy, not oisam, like we said. Ma talmud loymar beirach oisam. Says Rashi, "Befi shenosam liyhud gvuras ari." Ulebinyamo al chatifosei shel ze'ev, ulenaftoli kalusoi shel ayala, yochlo shule kilam kulam b'chol ha-brachas. You would think that he only gave that bracha of the Ari just to Yehuda, and ayala just to Naftali. That's what you'd think, says Rashi. Tamu le-bracha is something everybody got everybody else's bracha. That's for tamua. That's for tamua. Why does the nachash of Dan need the Ari? He's a nachash. Why does the ayala of Naftali need to be Zeif from the Binyamin? What's Pshat? So I think the Pshat is that there's a Maral, another Maral. Maral says that in the physical world, everything with three dimensions, a cube, has always 12 sides. If you count the sides of the faces that touch each other, there's four on top. Every time the face touches each other, you count on the cube, there's 12. There's 12 possible sides. So too in the realm of Ruchnias, says the Maral, there's 12 expressions of Ruchnias. There's 12 midos, kolios, which are the 12 shvatim. In order to be a sholem, you need all chalakim. It's true, you have your chalak and avoda. You have your place where you're strong. But you need to be a masmi, and a bal tefillah, and a bal midos, and a noisa ba'ol. You need all of them. You need the gvura sari, you need the zay, you need every chelek in order to really develop godless. That's a shlemus. You're not just one prat in a voida. That's not how we're built. We have our place that we're unique. We have our shorish neshama, like the Or Chaim HaKadosh says. We have our chelek of a voida. But we have to develop and cultivate all of them to become shalem. Taker of Tzadok HaKoyen says that the 12 months in the year correspond, he explains in the beginning of every month, to a certain shevet. Explaining the zodiac, the concept of mazel. There is mazel. Yeshka says devar mazel. The person is born in a certain month. It corresponds to the midah of Ruvein. And there are 12 hours in the day and 12 hours in the night. So if you're in the fourth hour of the day, and the third month, so then you could be Asher Sheb Zvulin. It's not Lavdafk in chronological order, but each person has certain Shrashim and Shorosh Neshoma Shaykh to each particular Bechina. So you could be a Shimon Sheba God. And each person who has that Tchuna, each Shevet really, Ruvain, his children are a Ruvain, but this is a Zvulin Sheba Ruvain. And this is a Issachar Sheba Zvulin. That he needs to be megadol his children, each one with their tchunais, be'etzem the Ruvain. This is Mishpachas Ruvain, this is from the Shevet Ruvain. But all of them, everybody needs all of them, everyone has all of them, and we need to cultivate and develop all of them. This lechora could be Pshat and Rashi. Be'erach Oysom, each one gains from all the midos. The Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying, each one gains what other people gain. and other people develop in the way they're supposed to develop. And Rashi says, really, ultimately, we have to be, have kol b'toichenu, all of them. So sikum. The role of a father, the role of a Rebbe, is to have godliness, to develop the godliness, to be able to see that godliness. How do you get that godliness? You need to find somebody who can develop your godliness. It's not just enough that he's a gadol, but just enough that he's a gadol b'Torah. You have to see what's the product. What is the product of what he produces in his talmidim? Does he produce godliness? Does he produce carbon copies of himself? Does he produce individuals with their own unique koichos, lav dafke his koichos, individual koichos that are developed and nurtured to bring out their godliness? That's how I can develop my godliness in order to be able to also be able to function as a father and a Rebbe one day. To be able to see the godliness in others. To be able to pull out their godliness. And when we do that, we have to keep in mind that there's a shleimus that we need in all chalakim of Avoido. But there's a symphony, a grand symphony that everybody works together. I want to talk about one of the brachos in particular, Et Yehuda. I think it's particularly Nagea. As a dugma, how Yaakov Avinu brings out the godless in Yehuda to identify his godless. How does he start? He says, Yehuda ata, yuducha achecha, Yehuda ata, you're Yehuda. Rashi says already that he was nervous. He saw that he had given techocha shel kanturim to Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Or Apa, Pachas Kamayim Atoysar, something. He said, that's not Klola, that's Bracha, Avad, that's Bracha, that's an also important chelik of godless. You need to be able to hear Teichacha, you need to be able to give Teichacha, be able to hear Teichacha. And Emes Tikka Ben Eli wants to hear Teichacha from the right source. He wants to hear Teichacha. That's very important for being able to reach your potential, to identify where the chesonis are in me. And that's a huge chelik of Aliyah. That's a huge chelik of Aliyah. Hide behind our flaws. But Yehuda, you don't need this teichacha, says Rashi. He was worried, shalei yechichal maisel tamar. He was worried about this teichacha. And he says, no. I'll call you a derech ritzui. Because you're Yehuda. You're the paradigm of tshuva. Like the Targum here says, Yehuda, name Yehuda, oideisa. You admitted, and you weren't embarrassed. You're Yehuda. If you make tshuva yourself, if you make a chesed and a nefesh lamata, there's no chesed lamala. There's only a chesed lamala when we're not making a chesed lamata. I don't need to bring out techocha to you. You did more tshuva. You did more tshuva than Reuven. You did more quality tshuva, Chazal say, than Reuven. There was a deeper tshuva. Tzar Kami Menu, something was deeper going on with Yehuda. You need divrei ritzu. I need to help you identify your godness and bring out your godness. Yehuda ata, yuducha achecha, yodcha b'orefa yivecha, yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. It's mashma here almost, that because you're Yehuda, Yehuda ata, because you admit it, that's why yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. That's why you have malchus. That quality, you admit it. You admitted you were wrong. That's going to bring malchus. And that's where Yeruchim sits in his medayik in the next Rashi. Yeruchim. In the next pasuk, Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. You start off with Gur. You start off very small. You become an Aryeh. You develop into godless. Miterav bni Alisa says he brings Rashi Solaktes Atzmuchov Yamarta Mabetsa V'chein Beharigas Tomar Shehoidet Tzorka Mimeni. Because you were able to get up and admit, says Rashi Lufikach, because of that Korach Ravach. Korach Ravach, you're going to pounce like a lion. You're going to be king. Because you admit it, that's going to make you king. Ask Rav Yeruchim, why? Why is that? Why does that make you be king? You get malchus. Why? Because you admit it. You admit it by Tamar. What makes a person a king? We're trying to understand here. From the psukim, from Rashi. It's two Rashis. Yehuda ata yishtachu v'lochav b'nei avicha. Adisa Batamar, the Fikach, Karatz Ravatz Ka'aryeh. There are many things that make a person roy to be king. Chachma, he needs to be a chacham. He needs to be admit, he needs to have quality, whatever it takes to admit, but he needs to be a chacham. He needs to be, even Chazal say, he needs to be good looking, tall, good looking, is something very important in picking a king. But this seems to be the central nakuda. If we're trying to understand like metaphysics is the science of the spiritual world. Why is it that the Torah here seems to tell us that this quality of Haidah is what brings out Malchus? That's Rabbi Yochum's kasha. He brings here a grow. Maybe I'll first say it in my words. Why is it that a person, what's the challenge of having to admit? Admit that he's wrong. I've been living wrong. I've been living the wrong life. To get up, it's embarrassing publicly, and admit that I was wrong. It's busha, like we saw the Targum. Aydeisa v'lay beisasa. Aydeisa, you admitted v'lay beisasa. You weren't embarrassed. It's what stops you from admitting? You're embarrassed. When you give in to that embarrassment, you say, I can't admit. I can't admit that I'm wrong. I can't admit that my hagos were wrong. I can't admit that my shkafas were wrong. I can't admit. So what you're doing is you're basically giving reins to the people around you over you. You're partially being mishtakava to the people around you. You're letting them rule my life. They're ruling over me. But Yehuda, you admit it. What happens when you admit? You're basically giving the reins to the Rabbanu Shalom, to your integrity, to your conscience. See, that's going to define what I'm going to do. I admit, that's what's right. It's right. What I was doing was wrong. It's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. But I admit. That imbues in yourself the midah of Malchus, and other people will bow down to you. Other people are going to be mamshil you. That's Malchus. You have Malchus. You're Moshe. And that's the Gra he brings. The Gra Mishle. Ki geder Moshe. Hu asher Moshe me'atzmoy le'machmas b'chirosim shel anashim. He's not trying to get other people's affirmation to live his life. He's not searching for constant recognition. That's not how he lives. He's Moshe me'atzmo to do what's right. Yehuda is the metzius of Moshe, says the Gra. That's Malchus. When you have that quality, Yehuda Atta, because you're an admitter, because you were able to admit, that's why you're shtachavu l'chavnei avicha. You have Malchus. You're a true Moshe. Lefikach, because of Tamar, lefikach karatz ravatz ka'ari. You're going to have godness. I think this sheds tremendous light, I think, on the whole story of David Melech. The whole story of David Melech's mom is incredible nace. Incredible story. Chazal say on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Me'oven Chalalti. David Melech says in Pasuk in Perek Ninun Aleph, Me'oven Chalalti, that I came from sin. The Midrashim say that he was a Ben Tmura. His father had Kavana for another Isha, Shas conception of David Melech. For no reason, the Midrash explains, he was from Ovai, terrible Yichus. The whole story of David, all the way down, every single one in the whole lineage is a skeleton in their closet. Terrible lineage. Me'ovin Chalalti, and he was Pashat Evan Masu Abayin, Maisel Roish Pina. He was, they thought he was like a mamza, they said in the Medrash. Like he's like, he was out in the fields, he was in the, with the mud on his face. He was out there with the Rayat, with the Tzayin. And he became king of Klal Yisrael. He had the qualities to become Melech Shel Klal Yisrael. Incredible. Right after the Malucha is taken away from Shaul, Hashem says to Shmuel, Vayomer Hashem El Shmuel, Al Tabet El Marehu, the El Goiva Kemasai. Don't look at his beauty, and don't look at his height, his tremendous height. Kimastihu, because I'm disgusted with him. It's not what people see that the qualities that are necessary for Malucha. It's not what you can see externally. Ki ha'odem yireh le'enayim v'Hashem yireh le'levav. Hashem sees what's in the lev. Hashem sees what's in the lev. And the qualities in the lev that are what's gonna, what are the primary qualities, that's what makes a person to be malchus, melech. So he goes to Yishai, and he says to Yishai, coming to anoint, bring me your children. He brings Shiva Barim. He doesn't bring David. Why should bring David? There's not even Havamina David. There's no Havamina David Melech. Leave him in the fields. He brings the seven boys. These are not the ones. He says back, Oid Shar Hakatan. There's left over one small one. Raibitsoin. Rashi's bothered. Shar Hakatan is a funny lashon. It's really Oid Katan Echad. It's Shar Hakatan. It says Nishar Hakatan. It's left over one Katan. I always thought it. Maybe somebody even says this. But he's saying he's going to stay a Katan. Nishar Hakatan. He's going to Nishar Katan. He's going to stay small. He realized his father thinks he's nothing. His father thinks he's nothing. He's out there in the field. It's not him. It's not him. He had inside himself qualities to become king Shel Klal Yisrael, Melech Shel Klal Yisrael. Hashem Royes Leibav, he saw godless in himself. How is that possible? That's an incredible, incredible story here. It's incredible, incredible nace. His father said nothing, nothing. This is his Nishar Katan. He's going to be Melech Shel Yisrael. Evan Moasu Abanim, Ha'isal Rosh Pina. Where does he get this strength from? Where does he get this godness? It comes from Yehuda. It comes from this Yerusha, of this Mida Atzuma, of Hidesa. You were admitted. Ata Yehuda, Yishtachel B'Kabbalah Abicha. I don't need your affirmation. I'm not fueled by your affirmation. I'm fueled by something deeper, something higher, something bigger. And I know I have koichos. I don't care if you don't see my koichos. I know I have koichos, and I'm using them for Ruatel Hashem. That's a king. You're able to be a Zah person. You're Melech Shiz, you're Mashiach. You're Mashiach. That's the Mashiach. That's godless. Yishtachel B'Chamene Avicha. Everyone's going to bow down to that. Look at that. It's a Pella. This lesson obviously is relevant to everyone. Everyone has all of the 12 Midas inside of us. But especially the Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva, not just from a secular background. It doesn't matter if it's a secular background, a modern Orthodox background, a Haredi background. But anybody who experienced this process, this transformation, of having to stand up and say, you know what? I was wrong. Everything about my existence was wrong. My lifestyle, my hagais, my hashkafais, I was wrong. And it's a busha. It's a busha. It's mamish a busha. The old world, the old friends, the old environment that you have to have the strength to leave, they look at you as pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. You leave sometimes positions of stature, sometimes culminate circumstances where you leave that and you come into an environment where it's also not necessarily praised. I mean, the Torah environment, the beautiful Torah environment, l'maisavet machshiv is Torah. You don't know Torah. So, pathetic. But you do it, and you do it anyway because it's right. Because it's right, it's the right thing. It's the right thing, this is what Hashem wants. And the people who can't, who fail, who spend the rest of their life on the fence and half-baked, whatever they do, quasi this and quasi that, I mean, it's a life of Gehenna and Pashit. I mean, you speak to some of these people who can't, just can't, they can't get there. But you have to see the godless in that. Because lav dafka does the world see the godless in that. And that's okay. This is not the point. That's gufa the godless. That's gufa. That's Yehuda. Yehuda ata. You have to chop that godless. You have to chop that godless. And that's then you will be the source to be able to teach other people how to do tshuva. That's how you do tshuva. You have to be able to overcome this busha, to overcome this need for external confirmation, affirmation all the time. That's godless. That's malchus. That's where the Mashiach comes from. That's where Yehuda comes from. bracha. That's the bracha. Yaakov Avinu identifies in each child, in each shevet, his godless. You have a godless, you have a godless, and you have a godless, and I help you identify it, and you have to work on this area, and you have to give you pachas kamayim, I'll tell you sorry, you have to recognize where you have flaws, but it's coming from love, and it's coming from my desire to mevarach you. You should grow to reach your potential, and everyone together should reach their potential, and I gain when you gain, and you gain when I gain. And specifically this gevaldik, which I think is nogea to Rova the Yeshiva, Rova Yeshiva, and each person in their own way understands very well. Whatever background you come from, this Mila, the godless, which other people lav dafka see, is oilam afukos. It's oilam afukos. Lav dafka is where the covet is getting. It's not where lav dafka where shlish is getting. But this is not the point. You're doing it because it's glad, and Evan Masu, Haisho Grosh Pina, that's going to bring out in Mirza Hashem, all of us should reach our godless. We should be godly as fathers, as rebbeim, and achieve in Mirza Hashem Shechina and Klal Yisrael.